I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for November 16th, 2015 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Husman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, and therefore a quorum does exist. We welcome all of you to our City Council meeting. I know there are many Notre Dame Academy students here. We welcome you. I talked to some of you earlier, and perhaps the ones I talked to can explain to the others the two motions we take to approve legislation here. We invite you to ask questions by raising your hand, and I'll recognize you at the appropriate time. And at this time, we invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mrs. Husman.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Under additions to the agenda, you found at your places tonight a revised ordinance for Agenda Item 5B. That was, had to have a new number on it. There was an overlap on the numbering, so the new number is 72-2015 in 5B. You should change it on your agenda and use the new ordinance that was left at your place this evening. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to schedule a Finance Committee meeting this evening.
Let's add that under Committee Reports. We'll just do it there as 14B, Schedule Finance Committee.
Thank you, that's all.
Any additional items from members of City Council?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Lukey?
Council has a reappointment to Sage Yard. I'd like to have some discussion around that tonight.
Let's make that Agenda Item 16. This is the Sage Yard appointment. For a term that's up at the end of the year.
Correct.
Okay. Anything else from members of City Council? Mr. Hanem?
Yeah, I'd like to schedule a Zoning and Annexation Committee meeting.
We'll make that 14C, Schedule Zoning and Annexation Committee. Seeing nothing else from City Council, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
It's moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the agenda is approved as amended. Agenda Item 4 is to approve the meeting minutes from our last meeting on November the 2nd. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the November 2nd, 2015 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes as submitted from our November 2nd, 2015 meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. Agenda Item 5 is the Tree Assessment Agreement. This is something new. This is the first one of these that we've had done. You have a report from the Service Director to explain this one. Mr. Aller?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Section 951 of our codified ordinances does permit a private homeowner, if they have trees on their, property, it does permit for them to get quotes for that work and then ask that the city perform the work, and then the city would recoup their costs through an assessment over no more than a five-year period. We've had a homeowner make that request, and they've provided the quotes to us. We, as a rule of thumb, on any payment plans or anything like that that we do with utility bills that may be in arrears or something like that, we don't go less than $25 per month for those payments. So rather than the five-year term, we went with the four-year term on this plan because that kept it above that $25 threshold. And so it would be a four-year agreement with the property owner. It'll be monthly installments of $26.69 for a total of $1,281 at the end of those 4 years.
Is this a situation where the service department has to send out an invoice monthly, or is just agreed that they'll send it in monthly, or is it on the property tax, or how do you handle this?
It's put on the utility bill.
It's on the utility bill? Okay, so once it's established, it's automatic on there until it's done. That sounds more convenient.
Then it's not paid, then it's certified, will certify to the tax auditor.
Okay, good approach. This is the first one. The name is familiar to all of you, I'm sure.
This is not a lien per se. It is just an agreement similar to an agreement to pay water fees or sewer fees?
Correct.
Okay.
Mrs. Capellini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 72-2015. All members having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a tree assessment agreement with Todd R. Milner and Don M. Milner for the removal of trees at 5337 Radcliffe Road, Sylvania, Ohio, waiving a second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for ordinance number 72-2015 to be read by title only and the second and third readings to be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Yes, I'd like to move final passage, ordinance number 72-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 72-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 72-2015 is approved. For the benefit of our students tonight, I described to you earlier about how they were passed with two motions like that. But I went to Mrs. Capellini to read this ordinance. And that's because she's the chairman of the Parks and Forestry Committee of City Council. Those committee chairmen review these ordinances or convene a committee meeting ahead of the meeting as necessary. I'd like to ask City Council to introduce themselves and what committee they chair, starting with Mr. Hanum.
I'm Doug Hanum, and I am the chair of the Zoning and Annexation Committee.
So, again, I'm Katie Capellini, and I'm chair of Parks and Forestry.
I'm Jason Mishko, and I'm chair of the Utilities Environment Committee.
I'm Mary Westphal, as president of Sylvania City Council, I chair two committees. I chair the Safety Committee and the Finance Committee.
I'm Sandy Husband, and I'm chair of Buildings and Grounds.
I'm Mark Fry, and I'm the chair of the Streets Committee.
And I'm Mark Lukey, I'm chair of Community Relations and Human Resources.
All right, thank you all. Let's move on to agenda item six, which is King Road Right Turn Lane and Resurfacing Project. This is the one of the projects that's on the capital improvements budget for 2016, which is funded about 49% by OPWC funding from a previous grant round when we turned it in last year. We have a report from the service director, Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We previously on this project authorized Tetra Tech Incorporated to handle some traffic signal work that was needed as part of the project. And at the time that we did that, we anticipated that we'd be doing all of the remaining engineering with in-house staff. Due to workloads and some other projects that are moving forward, we're concerned as to the schedule of this project being able to stay on task and be able to get it done according to the schedule that we need to meet with Ohio Public Works Commission. So we would recommend, we've asked for proposals from three local firms, and the lowest proposal was received by Northwest Consultants Incorporated in the amount of $18,614. We have substantial experience with this firm. They did the large project in the Highland area subdivisions a couple of years ago, and they do good work, and we would recommend the approval of this agreement with Northwest Consultants in the amount of $18,614 for engineering design work.
As it says in Mr. Aller's report, this is the section of King Road from Sylvania Avenue South to Cougar Lane. that's not right out in front of the new library that's under construction. If you go there, there are some breaks in the pavement, there's some joints in the pavement that are opening up, and certainly we need to dress up that part of town. We were aware of that in the past, and that's why it was on our OPWC, Ohio Public Works Commission, application last year. So this is a project we should proceed with, and this is included in the 2016 capital improvements budget. Mr. Frye.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 68-2015. All members of council, having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Northwest Consultants, Inc. to provide engineering design services for the King Road Right Turn Lane and Resurfacing Project. Appropriating funds, therefore, in the amount of $18,614, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 68-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Mr. Mayor, I move final passage of ordinance number 68-2015.
Second.
Mr. Mayor, I have a question.
Mr. Hanel.
Yes, is the $18,614 included in the draft budget as part of the King Road project, or is this an addition?
No, it's part of the project. It was part of our OPWC application. So regardless of who does that work, we'll still be able to be reimbursed for that cost.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's what I wanted to know. All right. Thank you.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 68-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 68-2015 is approved. The consultant will proceed with drawings for the next few months, and you anticipate going out to bid early next spring, I would guess?
Yeah, March.
All right.
March, we anticipate plans to be complete. So.
Okay. Moving on to agenda item 7. This is a sanitary sewer easement for Ryan and Mr. and Mrs. Schwartz, it looks like. There's a report from the service director on this one. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is the property, large piece of property that is at the western end of Hawkins Court. It was originally anticipated that that would be the next plat of the Sylvan Lakes development. Things changed. An individual purchased the property and is planning on just using it for individual purposes. He's not planning to develop it, not planning to extend the street or anything of that nature. He is in need of sanitary sewer, and came to us and asked if he would be able to utilize the sanitary sewer. We drew up the easement so that it would be for just a single residence, that if at any other time, if he changes his plans and decides to develop the property, then the easement is basically null and void. He would have to come back to us and make further arrangements. So we would recommend approval of the easement. It's kind of an odd situation. It's an odd condition that we have. We will actually be coming back in a couple meetings with an easement that he has to give to us because of the way the sewer is. So it's an odd situation, but we felt that it was best to clean it up in the future if there's any questions. For if I'm not sitting in this seat, they know how it got set up that way. So we would recommend approval.
What easement do we need from them?
We basically have to get a section of this sanitary sewer is actually sitting on their property, and there was never an easement put in place for that section. And so we need an easement from them in order for that to stay in place, basically. And I think the reason it was done that way is, like I said, it was anticipated that was going to be the next plat. So they just didn't take care of it at the time that it was constructed. But now now that it's not being developed that way. There's, we have facilities on the property that we don't have an easement for, so. And he knows it, and we're in agreement, we're working with each other, so.
Is there a timing crunch on this?
He is ready to move forward. We've been...
2 years, I think.
Yeah, we've been working on this a long time.
Well, I have some issues with the easement that I'd like to, that I tried to address today, was unable to do that. I'd prefer to not vote on this tonight, and kick it to our next meeting.
I don't have any problem with that, sir.
Mr. Mishka, do you have a problem with that?
I have no problem with that, delaying it to the next meeting.
All right, then we will not ask you to introduce the legislation, we'll just...
Or we could do a first reading, I don't care how you want to do that, but, or we could table it till next meeting is fine, too.
I think it's cleaner to just table something like this.
Okay.
And we're just tabled for more information. We'll have the clerk add this to our agenda for our first meeting in December, on December 7th. All right, then. Any other questions from members of City Council before we proceed to the next agenda item? If not, let's proceed then to agenda item 8, which is proposed ordinance 70-2015. This is to amend Community Reinvestment Area Number 3, establishing a CRA Housing Council and repealing Resolution 2696. Mrs. Priney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This CRA area was discussed at Economic Development Subcommittee meetings back in the spring, and with the completion of the Baptist Church annexation and its official acceptance into the city at the last meeting, it's now appropriate to move forward with amending the CRA to expand the territory and make the terms consistent with CRAs 1, 6, and 8, which were previously amended. There's a map of the proposed expanded territory on the very last page of the legislation, and I have a bigger map if anybody would like to see that as well. But if not, then I would just recommend its approval.
And I forget, does this abut to the north with an existing CRA? I don't have that map.
No. It's close to CRA number 8, but there is a gap between the two.
While we're discussing this, we're allowed one change. This is an old CRA, so this is our one change to CRA 3.
Right.
The fact that it's adjacent to the other CRA will allow us to add additional areas in that part of the city in the future if we need to.
I forget if we didn't we talk about expanding this. Is that just the church property that lies between?
No.
So I think the blue, the solid blue on your map, Doug, is the old area.
Yeah.
And all the outline is the additional. So we like Saxon Square, for example.
Am I wrong? Did we discuss extending it north on Main Street?
There was lots of discussion about the boundaries, but no final recommendation was made.
My recollection is we were fairly comfortable with what the proposal that was presented. I think that perhaps there was some discussion about future CRAs being expanded.
We still have a couple of old ones that we could still amend in the future. But I think the purpose of targeting specific areas for CRAs in general is just those are the areas that you want to target for redevelopment in your city.
My sense, Doug, is that we were comfortable with this.
Yeah, I know.
We're simply waiting for the annexation to be completed.
Okay.
So I have a couple questions. Since we made it larger than it originally was, mm-hmm. and there's more areas that were not originally in it, mm-hmm. I'm assuming that we want people to know about this, right? Mm-hmm. Do we have a plan to advertise or notify people who have properties in this area to let them know that they can take advantage of this now?
Well, yes, that there, it will be published, so people will receive them now if they don't look at the legal notices. I think Mr. Sanford has been working on targeting specific property owners in our, not this one specifically, but in the other areas in the city, to let them know that the opportunity is.
So where is it published that?
In the Blade legal notices.
Okay.
We can certainly put it on our website and make it more.
Well, I guess I'm just wondering about a homeowner that, you know, we've got some residential areas in here that might want to take advantage of it, and if they don't go to look.
Right.
I mean, can we contact them? Can we send a mailer to them, or is that kind of overkill for what we're trying to do?
Jason, we have not done that in the past. We've made it, we've posted it on the website.
Okay.
That is a very good point, though. This includes the Sylvan Square neighborhood, which is a fairly old residential area, and some of those houses are in need of upgrades, and that could be a tool to get some of them improved. In fact, as you know, the city still owns a lot in there, and there could be a new house going in on that lot, and that could be a benefit to that one as well. So I think we need to certainly put it on the website, but maybe have something down in the zoning office or the utility office sitting out on the counter that just talks about this when people come in, that it's available.
How about a note in their utility bill?
Is that feasible?
You know,
I'll have to take a look. Yeah, I don't know if we can get that specific on areas on our utility bills. And I do want to point out that, you know, it's a credit on an increase in tax value.
Right.
So if my home is worth $150,000 and I do a $10,000 kitchen replacement or kitchen modification, my house is probably still only worth $150,000.
Sure.
So there's no credit that you're going to be able to receive. So it typically these are more valuable, if you will, or more useful to where you've got a project that you can completely demolish what's there and start from scratch, or you have an empty piece of property.
Or larger reinvestments in a commercial area.
Yeah.
That makes sense, yeah.
Mr. Mayor, what is available to us is the Country Journal, right, which we might want to do. In addition to that, we might get a lucky bounce with the Blade in a story coverage today, and it's certainly Sharon might be interested in doing a story in the Advantage.
Yeah, that's great.
Is it also safe to say that homeowners that are putting a substantial modification of their home would have to file for permits?
Yes.
Could we notify them at that point?
We can. And again, that kind of renovation probably won't get them anything. But a room addition or something, it might be valuable to them.
Right.
And they will have to come in for a zoning permit from the city to get that done. So I think that's a good idea.
But we might want to send a letter to the owners of Sylvan Square.
Mr. Sanford.
Mr. Mayor, I think at earlier meetings I talked about some economic development projects and some marketing and publicity, and this was one of the items I was going to address so I can expand on that and report back what we plan to do to make sure the people in these areas know what's available.
Okay.
We've had pretty extensive discussions about these CRA districts in the last year, and we've expanded a couple of them. We held up on this one waiting for that property to be annexed to the city, and now it's timely to do that one. And we are marketing that property now, so it's appropriate to move ahead with this at this time. There's no further questions, Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 70-2015. All members of Council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Amending Community Reinvestment Area Number 3, designating a housing officer, establishing a Community Reinvestment Area Housing Council, repealing Resolution Number 26-96, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Before we move on, I would like to note that your printed ordinance shows 2013 in the number. It should be 2015, and Mrs. Westphal read it correctly, but you might want to change that on your ordinance. It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 70-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor then indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 70-2015.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 70-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 70-2015 is approved. Agenda item 9 is the 2016 budget, and there is a report from the Finance Committee meeting. But before we do that, there are a couple of comments I'd like to make about this budget. This budget that's presented to you is not the starting budget where the administration was. We presented to you a balanced budget with the exception of the cost of the city's cost of the River Trail project improvements. And that original budget does include a number of capital improvement projects that are within the balanced budget, aside from the River Trail project. And some of those are the grant projects, just like we talked about the improvements to King Road this evening. There are several more projects that are in that budget. So we are doing capital improvement projects within a balanced budget. It'll be council's decision and council's judgment with this budget how far to go in spending reserves that are in the capital improvement budget. Operations are balanced. Operations are as low as they've been since 2008 or 2009, or even lower. Toby, help me with that. They're even lower than that. We have cut back on operations costs. And so operations, I do not think, are a budget problem. The question is, how much capital improvement fund money does council feel comfortable expending on capital improvement projects? In the past discussion, the administration agreed with council that the River Trail project was an appropriate expenditure of capital improvement dollars, and we have gone out and gotten more than $1 million worth of grant funds and assistance, some of that from Flower Hospital, to help with that project. So we've included that in the budget that we gave you. And there are, as I said, several capital improvement projects already included in that budget. There are more capital improvement projects that might be prudent to do at this time. And it is your judgment that will decide how many of those projects you are comfortable doing in to spend down capital improvement dollars for capital improvements. That's what those dollars are for. But they also serve as a reserve of city operating funds. We do have a $4 million balance in the operating fund. So those dollars are separate from these capital improvement dollars, which are about $10 million right now. We are fortunate to be in the position where we can continue our operations without cutting services, without raising taxes. Operations with the help of our department heads have been trimmed back since the start of the recession in 2008, and we are weathering the loss of funds from the state of Ohio. We have lost about $750,000 annually from the inheritance tax, and I say about because that fluctuates year to year, but it's pretty much all gone now. And also, local government funds have been cut. And together it amounts to over $1 million. And that's why perhaps we don't have as much capital improvement money as we would have liked to have had in the past. But we are operating a balanced budget. We're not cutting services. We're not raising taxes. This is a judgment of how far down we can spend capital improvement funds on needed projects and needed equipment around the city. That's the challenge that we've got for you. We've given you three different options on capital improvement budgets in committee. I'm sorry to go on your part, but you chose to bring kind of a middle ground budget. Not everything, but some of them. You need to discuss those projects and as a group decide where you want to be. Oh, sorry, now we're on to the Finance Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Finance Committee did meet on November 10th. Present were all committee members, and for the record, I'll share those names, Mary Westfall, Mark Fry, Doug Hanem, and Mark Lutke, as well as other council members, Katie Cappellini, Sandy Hessman, Jason Mishka. Also joining us from administration, Mr. Schreier, Mr. Allen, Mrs. Branning, and Mayor Stow. The committee meeting was very fruitful in its discussion. Toby presented the budget highlights. The budget considers and incorporates the reallocation, the tax reallocation numbers for the audit. Administration did present a balanced budget, as the mayor just shared with you, with the exception of the River Trail expenses. Several options for capital requests were discussed and considered after lengthy discussion regarding the projected revenue for the future. Points of concern were the cost of the court system, which is something that right now is out of our control, but something we continue to look at carefully. Cost of water moving forward. The Finance Committee agreed that we would meet regularly to review the budget and watch revenue and expenses very carefully prior to the 2017 budget. And Mark moved that we request legislation with option two for capital requests to be presented for our first reading on November 16th, and Doug seconded that motion, and that motion passed. So that legislation is coming forward this evening. Additional discussion focused on the Finance Committee having another meeting prior to the December 7th council meeting for further discussion considering the capital requests and to discuss an advanced tax reallocation legislation. Also, at that time, we'll review community fund requests, and also the Finance Committee committed to reviewing the debt and finance policy in the spring. Doug moved on to adjourn, and the meeting, and Mark seconded, meeting adjourned at 6 p.m.
Tonight, I was hoping that you would have a first reading of the budget as proposed, simply so it's out on the table and in public view so others can comment on it. And I would like to propose changing the agenda tonight. I probably think it's a better idea to schedule your Finance Committee meeting as agenda item 9C. We'll roll right into that after this first reading. So, Mrs. Westfall, if you're ready for a first reading.
Before we do that, yes, I just want to note that the capital number we're talking about is line 401 on the last page of the proposal that we're going to read tonight. And we could have set that as low as a million, basically 1.3 million rather than 2.6 million, if I recall correctly. We're adding some additional, we added some additional costs that we're going to look at. And even the, and even that 2.6 number does not include the full wish list that we talked about during the course of the meeting. So we've already cut that back to some extent, and we're going to look at that more closely in the meeting that we're going to schedule here momentarily. But we had a good meeting, and I think we're making good progress.
Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce a first reading of Ordinance Number 71-2015. All members of Council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. To make appropriations for current expenditures and other expenditures of the City of Sylvania, Ohio for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2016.
Second. That's a first reading. I don't believe any motion is necessary unless we want to have a motion to approve by reading by title only. All right, so the motion is to read by title only for the first reading. You agree with that, Mrs. Westfall?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum, all right. All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and that is our first reading by title only. Now, I've added in agenda item 9C to schedule the Finance Committee meeting right now while we're discussing the budget.
So we're heading into a pretty busy stretch here as we look to our timeline. I'm wondering about December 1st or December 4th in the morning, 7:30 or 8 o'clock for council or for Finance Committee members.
Which dates? December?
December 1st or December 4th.
Those are Tuesday or Thursday mornings?
Friday.
Or Friday, 4th. I'm sorry, the 4th.
Tuesday or Fridays.
How much time do you want, Mary?
An hour minimum. I think a little flexible for more time would be helpful.
I can do either of those.
I can't do Thursday or Friday.
Okay. December 1st?
What time on December 1st?
7:30.
As an AM?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mark?
Sure.
Doug?
Yeah.
Okay.
Toby?
7:30, Tuesday, December 1st, then.
All right, we'll have the clerk post that meeting time.
What location, please?
The finance, council, the finance administration conference room.
I think it's wise to have it there. That keeps Toby near his computer, and he can answer questions as necessary. All right. I think we're ready to move on to agenda item 10, which is a request for approval from the Ohio Liquor License for a transfer of a liquor license. This is from the same owner, from a different restaurant, Parada's Restaurant down on Monroe Street, to a new restaurant inside the city of Sylvania. Is this the new El Salto restaurant, or is it a different one?
It's in the Major Magic complex.
It's in the Major Magic complex, okay, on the other side of the road. All right. So the reason you're being notified on this is, and it says economic development transfer form, is this is not to ask for approval to waive or to have a local hearing. The ownership is not changing. It's the location of it's changing, and it's changing political subdivisions. You can change political subdivisions for economic development reasons. I don't believe there's any action necessary to be taken on this, but Chief, we'd like, have you taken a look at this owner? What do you have to say? It's very close to Olivet Lutheran Church, then.
You're right, it's over in the Major Magic complex. As the police department always does, we do a review of the party associated with the request. And at this time, we have no concerns or objections to it. So be my recommendation to council to approve.
I don't know that you need a vote to do that. We just looks like I have to sign the form that says we acknowledge the transfer is for economic, we want a motion? Okay. A motion to acknowledge this for economic development purposes. Mrs. Westfall, a motion to approve this transfer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the Ohio Liquor License transfer from Karam Enterprises, Inc., from 5212 Monroe Street, Units 5 and 6, Toledo, to 5834 Monroe Street, Suite B and C, Sylvania.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And thank you for backing me up. I can now sign that form with a clear conscience. Turning to page 2 of our agenda item 11, you'll see here that the Planning Commission did make a recommendation to you to approve the changing of the architectural districts by repealing Chapter 1152 of the Design Review Regulations. That's as included in Ordinance 56-2015, and in your council packets, you'll see an updated version of the changes to the zoning ordinance. This is what was presented to the Planning Commission last Wednesday, and this is what they've approved. It's just the latest copy of it. We did have the consultant present, and he discussed the changes. City Council had a chance to Planning Commission had a chance to review it, and is back to you saying, yes, they recommend it for approval. And I'm sure, Mr. Hanum, that's why you want to schedule a zoning committee meeting.
Exactly.
And we probably should let you schedule that zoning meeting as a part of this agenda item. There is no action necessary for City Council to accept the Planning Commission's recommendation, but let's go ahead and let Mr. Hanum schedule his meeting.
Let me make sure I understand where we stand with the Planning Commission. We referred, we made a referral to the Planning Commission. They didn't respond to this. This is an ordinance I didn't see before. I opened a packet here. So where did this ordinance come from?
This is from, this, it took into consideration some of the comments that, and concerns that both city council had at the meeting about the district boundaries, and then Mr. Milnick went to the plan commission meeting and explained them, and also Mr. Burns and Mr. Allard.
And this is not really a revised ordinance. This is a change to the attachment to the ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's recommended to change in our code. It's just an updated version.
Right.
So there are no, so the ordinance is the same as what we referred? Or is this a new proposed ordinance? What did we just refer the design?
It is.
I referred
everything. The ordinance with the code section, with the revised code section and the design guidelines.
And it's right. The second item there that it's been updated.
Mm-hmm.
Not the ordinance itself, just the attachment.
There have been no changes to the ordinance?
No.
So that updated 11.6.15 red text, there are no changes from what we were...
I don't believe so.
I haven't compared it word to word.
Right.
So the only... your understanding is the only changes were to the design guidelines.
There were a few corrections made to just terminology. For instance, if you look at 1150.10, where it talks about, we just changed, I think it said architectural review board. We changed that to Board of Architectural Review. There were some additional concerns that Mr. Burns had.
So there are changes to this? To this
minor. Section. But that is a change that I know was made.
Is the Planning Commission done with its review of this?
Yes.
And are we in a procedural posture where council can now move forward on this?
Yes.
And this is different. This is different than what we referred to the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission's...
In a minor way, right. There's
so it's
no...
the law director's position that if we move forward with this legislation,
mm-hmm.
council can move forward with a supermajority to make changes and modifications without going back to the Planning Commission.
That's correct.
Okay.
Because they've had their review. They've made a few changes. If council wants to accept those changes or approve it as it's been resubmitted back to you, you're in a position to do that.
So procedurally, the Planning Commission's review is now done.
Right. It's now.
We have to schedule a public hearing on this. Is that correct?
Correct.
Before we can enact that.
Correct. After you get the legislation in a position to be presented also. You can't have the public hearing before you have the final piece of legislation.
Generally, the way we do this is we have a piece of legislation, refer to the Planning Commission, and make the recommendations, it comes back, and then we schedule a public hearing.
Right, but I think you'd be prudent to schedule
it. I agree. I'm just trying to understand where we are procedurally, and because I think we went beyond the 45-day timeline in the statute for Planning Commission action on a referral. But
so the legislation that was referred to the Planning Commission mm-hmm. was not ripe for review.
Right.
Plan Commission delayed it and asked for the updated, more complete legislation and changes,
well,
and that's what they got.
I understand
and
that's your
view. That accelerates what you're trying to do.
I understand that's your view. But I'm trying to understand statutory procedure for these, and the statutory procedure is we refer the legislation to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation. They have 45 days to act. They don't act in 45 days. It's deemed approved. Now, we went beyond the 45 days, and what we now have is a recommendation back from the Planning Commission, and what I just want to be clear is that we don't have any further in the law director's view, we have no further obligation as council to refer anything to the Planning Commission.
No.
Okay. And what you would like, in terms of what we're going to go to a public hearing on, what do you think we need to do before we can schedule a public hearing on this?
to just schedule the public hearing. I think you can do that tonight.
Okay. And do we have, do we have a date for that?
Is this in the final state that we want it to be in?
No.
It's not.
I don't, I believe it's either. I'm not ready for this to be. I have too many things on that I marked in my.
We're probably not going to have a date until January.
Right.
Sometime in January at this point.
We need at least, it'll be January.
Okay, well, let's schedule, Sandy, we'll schedule a zoning annexation committee meeting to schedule this, and we'll schedule a, we'll plan on scheduling a public meeting on it at our first meeting in December. How's that sound?
Let me ask the administration, is there any reason to move this along quicker than that?
No.
Okay.
We want city council to think this through and be comfortable with it when you're done with it. And I'm going to go and just make one more comment after the law director. If city council change, it decides to change the intent or the scope of what this is in a large way from what was presented, I'm going to say it should go back to the plan commission, but I don't think that's your intent. I mean, I think it's pretty close to where you're going to have it, but you don't get carte blanche to do A when B was proposed. That's why I had the plan commission wait and look at the latest one, so we wouldn't have to go back.
Okay. What do we have? Do we have anything? We have a public hearing on the St. Elias storage shed at 7:15 on December 7th. Is there, could we meet before the meeting on the 7th?
Yes, 6:30. 6:45.
6:30, probably, yeah. Sandy, I don't know, do you think we need more than that?
I do have some concerns.
You want to start at 6?
How about we do 6:15?
Okay, that'll give us an hour. 6:15 on the 7th. Great.
All right, we'll have the clerk post Monday, December 7th at 6:15 p.m. for zoning and annexation committee meeting to discuss this legislation.
And we'll do that here in chambers.
And then there is another meeting at 7:15, as you already mentioned. That is a public hearing for special use permit 2, 2015. Okay. I think we are done with agenda item 11. Let's move on to agenda item 12 and 13. These are both council reappointments, appointments, and you're reappointing existing members to the Zoning Board of Appeals. Agenda item 12 is to reappoint Richard Sands, who's served on that committee, has been chairman for many years. Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to introduce resolution number 9, 2015. Copies have been made available previously to members of council, so I'll read by title only. Reappointing Richard Sands to the Zoning Board of Appeals for a term expiring December 31st, 2018, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. Moved and seconded that resolution number 9, 2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of resolution number 9, 2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 9, 2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 9, 2015 is approved, reappointing Richard Sands. Agenda item 13 is to reappoint Gary Summer to the Board of Zoning Appeals. Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 10, 2015. Copies have been made available previously to members of council, therefore I'll read by title only. Reappointing Gary Summer to the Zoning Board of Appeals for a term expiring December 31st, 2018, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that resolution number 10-2015 be read by title only, and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of resolution number 10-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 10-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 10-2015 is approved, reappointing Mr. Summer to the Board of Zoning Appeals. Moving on to agenda item 14. 14A is a report of the Utilities Environmental Committee meeting held on November the 6th. Mr. Mishko.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. As you said, we met on November the 6th to discuss the water rates. This was a meeting of the Utilities Environment Committee. Committee members that were present were Mr. Fry, Mrs. Hussman, Mrs. Westfall. Other council members joining us were Mr. Hain and Mrs. Capellini, Mr. Lutke, along with members from the administration, Mayor Stow, Mr. Allen, Mr. Schroyer. This was a piece, or meeting that was referred to us earlier this year from the Finance Committee, and what we were doing, or what we were discussing, was the water rate, or the water fund, and the trend toward the deficit, in a projected deficit in 2016. Some of the factors that we discussed that were contributing to this trend were that operating expenses have not increased. The operating expenses have increased, but there were no increases to cover the operating costs since 2016. There was a water...
2006.
2006, sorry. There was a water meter at the demarcation point where we received the water from Toledo that was approximately 25 years old, and it was inaccurate, causing some billing rate problems that was not in our favor. There was some low demand for water in the summer of 2015. The low demand was not favorable to cover the operating costs, which were fixed. Mr. Aller reported that there were also some leaks that were identified and repaired, and we also discussed the structure of how we should go about making these adjustments in the future, and that is, should we look at a more regular approach to these the increases, or kind of let them go for a while and catch up on them like we did in this case back to 2006. The recommendation from administration of Mr. Aller was to increase the rate from $1 to $1.05 increase per 1,000 gallons per month. It was estimated that this would be roughly a $5 per month increase per household, where it was based on a household using 5,000 gallons per month. And if you need a motion to have legislation referred, then that I move that legislation be prepared for a next council meeting where the water rate is increased by $1.05 per month per 1,000 gallons.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to authorize the preparation of legislation to raise the water rates. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we'll have that ordinance for you on December 7th. Added agenda items 14B and 14C have already been accomplished earlier in the agenda. Are there any other committee reports to be made at this time? Or agenda item 15, any new items for committee referral? Hearing none, we'll move on to added agenda item 16, which is a Sagard appointment. Mr. Lutke.
Right, Mr. Mayor. We do have a position on Sagard that's coming up for reappointment. As we've discussed before, council's habit in the last 10 years or so has been to reappoint members that hold the seat. When there's not an individual to reappoint, as we all know, we do a public notice, but in this case we do. Jim Beatty, who has been on the Sagard board now for two terms, has asked to be reappointed. We've gotten good feedback from him over there. Katie, you've worked with him. I think you feel that he's a good addition to Sagard.
He is a good addition. He does a good job representing us and has kids in the system playing the sports, and he coaches, and he's got a good perspective on the board.
Okay, right. So I'd like to move that we ask the administration to prepare legislation to reappoint Jim Beatty to a term on Sagard.
Second.
All in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we'll bring that legislation back to you on December 7th. That's the end of our agenda. I would like to reference you to a couple of the information items. First, information item A. We follow this every year, and this takes us through the month of October. And you can see that we're now up 3.35% in our net income tax collections. This exceeds the number that was budgeted for the year, and we hope that it holds for the rest of the year. But this is good news. Agenda item C is the schedule of City Council and Planning Commission meetings for 2016, as you approved at your meeting 2 weeks ago. And then I bring your attention to item F, which is the announcement of the Sylvania Area Community Improvement Corporation annual meeting. They always have these in December. For years, we had them at the Niederhauser Lodge in Olander Park, but last year they moved it into the conference room at the Memphis Black Pearl, and that's the plan again this year, Mr. Sanford?
Yes, it is, Mr. Mayor. It's second year. It'll be the evening. It used to be a morning meeting, and we wanted to increase attendance, and we've accomplished that so far, and we'll talk about projects that have occurred in the greater Sylvania area last year and projects coming forward.
It's good progress being made to report. All right, that brings us to the end of our agenda. If there's no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting 3 weeks from tonight on Monday, December 7th at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you all for attending.